All right. We're here at the Commodity Classic in the BASF exhibit. With me is Alan Kemper. And Alan is a first vice president for the American Soybean Association, also a past president of the National Corn Growers Association. And Alan, you told me that nobody's ever done that before.
That's correct. It's a unique opportunity for us in December to take over as American Soybean Association president.
Now tell me a little bit about yourself, about your operation, where you're from.
We farm corn, soybeans, and cattle in west central Indiana near Lafayette. We have a son, Brian, that's a partner in the farm operation with us. Farm's been there since 1888, so we've been around for a long time.
And I guess it's a good thing you got Brian, because you go to a lot of meetings, don't you?
Exactly right. And Brian's a crucial member in our operation.
All right. Well, we're here today at the BASF exhibit to present an award to the scholarship winner through the American Soybean Association. Tell me about that program.
Well, we've been actually very happy to work with BASF, Crop Protecting Corporation, in providing scholarships over the last 3 years to individuals. Scholarships are around $5,000, and this year the winner's been from Kansas.
Why is that so important for the soybean industry in particular, but for agriculture in general?
Well, two reasons. One, it shows the American Soybean Association working with large crop protecting corporations, working together on projects. For the other thing is that actually the financial incentive helps this particular gentleman go to Kansas State University and keep on maybe possibly coming back to the farm as we discussed today. The key of us in the organizations is to find key leaders and key young farmers to take over our places as we leave boards and our places as we leave the farms.
And let me talk to you a little bit about Classic. We're here at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. The weather's been beautiful, unlike back at home. What do you think about the turnout this year and just how things have been going?
Turnout for Classic's been excellent. We're up 700 people over 4 years ago when we were out here. We also have wheat, sorghum, corn, and beans. And that's an outstanding synergism approach that we have here at the Classic. So the breakout sessions have been dynamic. Secretary Vilsack was just here, a very dynamic speaker, resonated the halls with a lot of good points for agriculture, including the whole renewable fuels area, including his thoughts on local foods and how everybody needs to be at the food table, whether it's mainstream agriculture or organic. And we embrace that, too.
And he talked a lot about trade, which is real important to the soybean industry especially.
Trade's real key in soybeans. We have 2 out of every 3 rows of soybeans is exported. And so whether it's China or Japan or Mexico, we're very much into the export market. He also talked about biotechnology and how that plays. And we have a role in the American Soybean Association in making sure our products, whether that's any of the new technology traits, reach the end user anywhere in the world. And so we're out there doing that.
Well, thank you very much, Alan Kemper, here at the BASF booth at the Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.